Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 17 July 2024. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. As most of y'all noticed last night, it was a rebroadcast. There was a storm up with GS Radio in Pennsylvania last night. Knocked them off for a while, so we did not get to go live last night. So. And our guest is going to be on last night, Pastor Doug Thornton, will be joining us Monday night. So, sorry about that. Things happen, folks. You can't help us. We were knocked off there because of weather last night. A prayer request tonight for two very sweet people, Gary and Donna Roby. Gary has not been feeling well either. Donna's had her battles with different things. But keep those two people in prayer, please. I mean, they are dear, dear sweet people. I wish they didn't live far away. I'd like to hug their neck and drink a cup of coffee with him or something. So keep Gary and Donna in your prayers. And tomorrow, by the way, being Thursday, if everything goes right, we'll be in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. I'd love to talk to you. Crystal will be here to take your orders, donations, whatever. We'll do our best to make everything work tomorrow as smoothly as possible at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. And this weekend is Bible study weekend. We'll be going out, starting 10:30 a.m. Eastern time with the first half hour we do with prayer requests and praise reports. And then you can watch 11:30 or 12:30 with our Christian Worldview News, proven prophecy in history, prophecy and events that's happening right now. And at 1 o'clock Saturday, we're going to bring up a special guest, a gentleman that's a little bit older than I am. Matter of fact, your mom's a little bit of Daryl up in Pennsylvania. He's a little bit older than I am. His name is Glenn Newman. Super good guy to be around. We're discussing a lot of things this Saturday at 1 o'clock. You can join us by going to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com, and click on Rumble right there on the homepage. Click on Rumble, and there we'll be live at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. If you don't have internet, you can listen on the phone by going to 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. And by the way, Jan and I was sent some extra money a couple of weeks ago and said to give away some gifts. Well, I cannot believe this, but I'm offering four free Bibles or four free teachings. Only one person's asked. So I'm going to mention one more time tonight. If you need a King James Bible, 1611, that's all I use, all I recommend. It's the only Bible you have to have that's pretty accurate. We have it available for you for free, thanks to Jan. If you want a teaching that I've done, I recommend very highly the one on U.S. and prophecy, or the one just finished, How Sodom Conquered America. You can get them free if you just call tomorrow and say, I want the free offers. Tell us what you want, the teachings or the Bible. We'll ship out to you tomorrow. But out of four she offered, only one person has asked for one. So I don't know what's going on there, but I'm going to mention tonight, and that's it. In case the people don't want it, they don't want it. But it's available if you want, all right? Now, our guest tonight, somebody I haven't had on for a few months. Her name is Sherry Few. She's the president and founder of United States Parents Involved in Education. And, oh, my goodness, folks, if there's ever a time we need to be concerned about this so-called educational system, it's certainly now. Not only do they not educate your children on the needed fundamentals, they teach them everything but what's right as far as moral duties of people should be. I mean, they have them involved in things that you're not going to believe. And it's getting worse all the time. And I'll say this and move on. To have your child in a public school system today is doing your child a deadly serious harm. It really and truly is. Sherry, are you there?
I am here, Pastor Butch.
It is good to have you back. It's been a while. I always enjoy talking to you, and I always enjoy reading your updates I get from time to time what you're into. And I have to say, you're kind of like a bulldog. You grab a hold, you don't turn loose, do you?
Yeah, I'm a bit fierce when it comes to protecting children in our country.
God bless you for that. For the new listeners, and there's several out there tonight, tell them who Sherry Few is and what you do and how you get started in it.
Okay, thank you, Pastor Butch. So, you know, it started when my children were in government schools, and I'm, you know, my kids are now in their mid-30s, so that dates me a little bit. But that's when it all started for me. You know, more than 20 years ago, I was, you know, one of those very involved parents and paying attention to what my children were learning, and I found some things in the curriculum that upset me. There were things about history that weren't true. There were things about our country that were negative, and there were insidious sex education lessons. So, you know, this was quite a while ago, but I recognized what was happening and worked against it in my own community and in my state where I live in South Carolina. I started an organization called South Carolina Parents Involved in Education, and we fought the insidious sex education standards being pushed on us by our State Department of Education. Parents united across our state. We took copies of images from the curriculum and shared them with other parents, and we just started a little grassroots army against this. And we took it to the State House and to the State Board of Education, and we were successful. So that's kind of how I got started in my activism. And then in 2010, South Carolina Parents Involved Education led the fight in our state against the Common Core Standards, which was a national set of standards pushed on us by the federal government that continued to dumb down education. It was full of data mining, just a lot of bad thought processes, and really was an attempt to destroy and finally dumb down students enough where the lowest achieving students would be equal with the higher achieving students. That's always been their goal, is to lower the standard so that everybody appears to be successful. So in that event, in that battle against Common Core, we fought for a couple of years, and we should have had good legislation passed, but at the end, as typically happens with legislatures, we were duped, and they simply rebranded the same standards, put them under a new name, and did a little tweaking, and our state still has Common Core, as does every state in the nation outside of Florida, who was able to get out from under it just a year or two ago under Governor DeSantis. So that's how I got started, and then after the Common Core battle, we expanded into a national organization and became United States Parents Involved in Education. We have the mission of closing the U.S. Department of Education and ending all federal education mandates. And the reason we chose that as our mission is we realize that that's where the majority of the nefarious pedagogy originates. That's where the Common Core standards came from, is from the federal government. It's pushed down on the states and incentivized with federal dollars. So that's the reason we adopted that mission. We currently have over 20 state chapters across the country, and some states we have multiple chapters. And the idea is to build this grassroots army all across the country to restore parental and local control of education. And so, as you mentioned, Pastor Bush, you know, if a parent has their child in government schools today, they're definitely doing them a disservice, and they could be, are definitely being harmed. So although we don't believe that the government schools are redeemable at this point,
Amen.
We still believe that if we can get the federal government out and put parents back in charge, there may be some hope for the government schools.
Well, you certainly picked a big giant to slay. I mean, the U.S. Department of Education is a huge cow of hippopotamus that you're trying to stop. I mean, they gorge in billions and billions of dollars, and who knows what you're wasting, how much you're wasting. And you chose a big one.
Thank you.
And I admire that. I really do. Go ahead.
Yes, it is a big one. It is a big battle, and I didn't choose it. God chose me. But there's been many people who have said they were going to close the Department of Ed, including Ronald Reagan. And now even President Trump is saying that that's one of the first things he's going to do. He's going to do it immediately, he said in one interview. So, of course, he can't do it on his own. He has to have the cooperation of Congress. But with him in the driver's seat, I believe that it's an attainable goal. And our organization has even developed a blueprint, which is a step-by-step process for how it can be done. Because as much as politicians like to talk about doing it, and it's always a great applause line when they're speaking, you know, to audiences, no one has developed a plan. No one said, how are we going to do this? Well, our organization has, and we're hoping that that will benefit the president in his venture to make good on his promise.
Well, I hope he means it. I don't have much faith in any politician, to tell you the truth. I really don't. He maybe have good intentions, but you, like you said, he can't do it on his own anyway. But with what's happening in the schools today, is so unthinkable, unimaginable, unbelievable what's happening. I mean, California just passed a law that the children can go to somebody in the public schools and say, I want to change sexes, and they don't have to inform the parents. It begins law to tell the parents. I mean, this is why do people tolerate this? Why do they? I'm talking to you, a few people in California. I'm asking a serious question. Why are your children still in the public hellholes you want to call school? I don't understand. Why do you tolerate it? I took mine out. I had one child in public school for 1 year, no, 2 years, excuse me. I took them out at home school and Christian school. I mean, I don't regret that at all. But why do people tolerate this? And it wasn't even nearly as bad back in the 70s and the 80s as it is now. Not nearly as bad, 80s and 90s. It's become so corrupted that the states are taking away parents' rights and actually making it against the law for parents to ask for their rights. Now, how serious is that, Sherry?
Oh, it's very serious. It is, as you stated, it's so much worse than it was when our children were in school. And it is alarming to see the number of parents that just seem to be turning a blind eye. I mean, we do see parents speaking out at school board meetings and running for school board and all of that, and that's great. But in the meantime, they need to get their kids out because it's not going to change overnight. And their kids are being sacrificed in these government schools.
Literally sacrificed spiritually and actually mentally and physically also. They're being sacrificed.
Yes. Yes. And you know, you mentioned California and this new law the governor just signed. Well, there's also a law in California that can allow the state to come in and take children from parents if they don't support their quote-unquote gender-affirming care. And so, yeah, California is a mess. But I can tell you, Pastor Butch, you know, I live in South Carolina. We're supposed to be a very red state. And, you know, we are conservative compared to California. But I saw some Facebook posts. There's a group called South Carolina for Ed, and it's a teacher's organization, and they're very liberal. And they were talking about the new law that was passed in our state that says you must inform parents if a student comes to you. And these teachers were on there saying, I'm not going to do that. There's no way I'm going to out my students. I'm going to protect children. They won't be safe. So now we've got teachers who think they know best. They know better than parents.
They're breaking the law.
And
the teachers have enough nerve to break the law. the parents don't.
Yeah.
That's
the
sad
part.
Yeah,
and then brag about it. Yeah, and then they're bold enough to brag about it on Facebook. And then they act like they're some kind of great martyrs for a cause. And then it's the children that are being martyred.
Yes, it is. Just, it is.
It is totally a mess in government schools. And, you know, this one article that I hope you had a chance to look at out of, let's see, this one is in Virginia.
Oh, yeah, yes, Fairfax. I got that. I did.
Yeah.
Yes.
So there they've got a sex education curriculum review committee, which I think must be kind of standard in most states because we have it. In South Carolina, there's a law that requires you have this committee appointed by the board to review sex ed curriculum, and they make recommendations to the board. So this committee came up with a new curriculum for Fairfax County, and, you know, they're teaching elementary age children what they call the gender spectrum. And this board approved it unanimously, despite the fact that they put it out for review by parents. And the majority of parents, they admit, the majority of parents were opposed to it. But despite the opposition, they voted in favor of it unanimously. So here again, we have a case of the government schools know better than parents.
Well, see, again, and I'm saying this out of respect and love, and I'm not trying to make anybody upset, but the parents tolerate it. It's not the school's fault. It's the parents' fault. That's where we have to take on responsibility. The Bible tells in Proverbs 22 that the train up a child in the way it should go. When he's old, he won't depart from it. Well, train up a child in a public fool zone where they're taught they can be any sex they want to be. Now, there are 50 different sexes now? I don't know how many there are. I lost count. But whenever you see this happening, it's destroying the mind of the child. It's going to destroy the soul. It's going to destroy the thought processes and probably take them to hell on top of that. Now, that's just a fact. Children absorb what they're taught like a sponge. That's why they call them pupils, like eyes absorbing light. They absorb it because that's what they're taught. They sort of trust adults and school teachers because they were told to obey the teachers and pay attention in school and get good grades. Well, the teacher says that you can be whatever you want to be. How many different sexes, I don't know. What's child going to do? He's going to do what he was told to do. He's going to pay attention to the teacher. So we can't blame the child for that, can we?
No, the child is definitely innocent in all of this. And you know, we see so much more. You know, just when we go to the grocery store or Walmart or wherever, you know, we're out in public and I see it. I know you must see it too. You've got a feminine sounding person that looks like a young man working the register, and you know it's a girl, but they've been fooled to believe they're a boy. And what that is that's a mental health disorder. And so we see so much of it now because of this instruction at very young ages. They are convincing children that they could possibly be something other than what they were born, their biological sex. And so, you know, puberty is a confusing time for children anyway. You throw in all of these mind games that start even before puberty, and you've got children questioning and rebelling and challenging, which is all natural for children to do. And so I think the schools, now the parents are guilty. I agree with you, Pastor Butch. And they have to take on the responsibility. They have to take back the responsibility of educating their children. You're right that God gave that responsibility to parents, and it's a responsibility that they should not have abdicated to the government. But at the same time, I think there is a lot of guilt that weighs in on, or should weigh in on the system. The teachers, the principals, the colleges of education that are training teachers in this way, you know, because they're teaching children they're encouraging children into a mental disorder. So this is strictly a mental health issue, and it's being encouraged and fostered by what's being taught in government schools. So shame on them. And it's just so sad to think about the damage that they've done probably to a whole generation of children.
Oh, yes.
And it's all a lie. None of it's true. The science and biology and DNA, none of that lies. All of this is a lie.
Well, you know, you made a good point, of course, that the murderer, for example, is guilty of the murder, but the parent can prevent that murder and doesn't, then the parent's also accessory to the crime. That's why we look at public school system. They're teaching children things that will destroy them, and mentally and every other way, physically too. And if you tolerate it or put them in there, then you're guilty of that also. You're accessory to the crime. So, yes, the murderer is guilty. And it should be put to death, as the Bible says, as far as crime for murder. But if you allow it to happen, then you deserve punishment also. And parents have got to take responsibility. If they're going to have babies, if they're going to have children, they need to take responsibility of taking care of those children in every way they possibly can. And that means educational-wise also, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, absolutely. That's probably the most fundamental way they're responsible for their children. And I'm so glad to see many parents are starting to wake up to that. And so many are choosing to homeschool today. You know, homeschool has just doubled in the last year or two.
And, yes, it has. You know, COVID helped do that.
Yes, COVID was our friend in that way. I mean, COVID was a devastating control attempt by the government to control people. And it was very hard. It's a wonder we survived economically through that as a country. But the silver lining was parents seeing what their children were learning and waking up and being outraged and speaking out about it. And so many have removed their children, but many still have them in, and they're still fighting, but they haven't recognized the fact that their children have to get out of the system. It's good to continue to fight, and that's why we fight. I mean, I don't have grandchildren in government schools, praise God. My daughter-in-law homeschools them. But, you know, it's important that we recognize that the majority of children still are in the system, and we have to do what we can to protect them and the future of our country, because these children are intentionally, it's all an intentional agenda, and I know you know this,
sure
Pastor Butch.
Sure it is.
They want to make them mindless idiots so that they follow whatever the government tells them to do. They want them to hate America and our form of government and love communism. They want to pit them against each other in people groups, as is common with the Marxist ideologies that are rampant in our schools. And then they're further dividing them with all these sexual orientation and sexual identity nonsense. And so all of a sudden, LGBTQ has become this vulnerable group of people that need protecting under the law. And that's why President Biden changed the Title IX regulations recently to now include discrimination, being discriminating against LGBTQ and sexual identities. So, or sexual orientation, anyway, both are included in that. But they changed the Title IX regulations and threatened to withhold federal funding from schools that don't comply with these new changes under Title IX.
That would be the best thing that could ever happen, withhold the funds. And if the state had any gumption, they'd tell them, it's fine, we're going to withhold the federal withholding tax and keep it in the state, use it ourselves. That'd be a good thing to do. That would cause maybe some attention gets put on one state. The state said, we're not going to send any more money up to y'all. If you're going to waste it, we'll keep it here. But that isn't going to happen, of course. That's politicians won't allow that. But, you know, we talk California, and California is certainly one of the leaders in the destruction of our children. But Virginia, you just mentioned, we're going to get at it in just a second. Really, Virginia now was one time considered a southern state, a conservative state, but it's changed. The agenda has infiltrated about every state in this country, has it not?
Oh, yes. In the state where I live, in South Carolina, it's in every state. I mean, and it's unfortunate that some parents and others think, well, not in my community, not in our schools, but yes, it's everywhere. If it's in South Carolina, it's in every state in the nation. And I've done extensive research on it. And most people that are activists in this area understand that, you know, it's hard to pin it down because you can't access materials anymore. They got they've got pornography in the library, but nobody can access the books, not even the parents. But we know it's there. We have evidence of it. And so it's really a mess, but
You mean parents can't go in the library and check out a book?
No. No, sir.
No. Really?
They're not even allowed to review the book list of books that are approved in the schools.
Why in the name of God do they leave the children in those places?
Well, hopefully this broadcast tonight will open the eyes of some of those that may still have their kids in the schools. Because, like I said, there are parents that are fighting and running for school board and all that, but many of them have left their kids in while they're fighting the system. And that's not the best approach. The first line of defense is to protect your children. You have to do that first. And then, by all means, yes, let's go back and try to protect the other children. But you got to get your kids out first.
I totally agree. I mean, there's no excuse. And I'm sorry about that. People get angry. I don't really care. Well, I care, but I'm not going to worry about it. I'm telling the truth. There is no excuse to have your children in public school. There is no excuse. I can't afford it. I can't homeschool it. Well, I'm not smart enough. Don't tell me that. You can get it done. I homeschooled ours on a very small budget. It wasn't that expensive. We used curriculum that you could order through a local organization. I used it to teach your boys out of. And I don't regret it at all. I'm not a genius. I barely got through high school. But my oldest son is in the education system in Colorado itself, trying to fight a lot of things. He's done very well. Middle son and my youngest son, all three have done well. And I'm bragging on them, on God, not on them or me. But so don't give me an excuse, folks. You can't afford it. We're talking about our children here. We're not talking about a car or a new boat. We're talking about the souls and minds of children. You do what you got to do. If you got to work three jobs, you get them out of that public school, and you take them to a place where they're taught the values of moral values of the Word of God, plus a real education on how to read, write, and even reason. Thinking has become a lost heart. Thinking has become unpopular. They don't want anyone to think. They want them to obey. Now, is that a fair way to put it?
That's a great way to put it. That's exactly right. Like I said, mindless robots would just follow whatever the government tell them to do.
And they pretty much do it now. And I see this with all children, but college students are so brainwashed. I've seen them get up and ask questions to a Christian that's trying to teach them the right way, and they make no sense. They call them a fascist, a bigot. They don't know what a fascist is. They don't know what a bigot is. And they never stop to think that they're the ones who are being bigoted because they'll say they want all their freedoms, but I'm not allowed to speak in the school. That's a fascist. That's a bigot. Let's break the break. A lot more to talk about. If you have any questions, comments, and like, we're here at 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life of over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7500. 1-800-273-7979. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us, and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. superiormountainherbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back. We're talking to Sherry Fuse. She's the founder and president of United States Parents Involved in Education, USPIE, USPI. I like it, USPI. She's working hard trying to educate the parents on what's going on in the schools and maybe to make them understand what the responsibility is to their own children. Now, I know that sounds like a something you just shouldn't have to say, and we shouldn't have to. But unfortunately, we do, because the parents don't seem to have enough education or not willing to understand the truth of what's happening in the public school system. And I do believe that we need more of people like Sherry to expose this evil, this corruptness, and this pure perversion that's happening in our whole society, but especially in public school. So Virginia is taking a step for more control of the children, just by putting it mildly, right? You there, Sherry?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I'm sorry. I was not following your line there. I apologize, Pastor Butch.
Well, you pay attention, young lady. You pay attention. Okay.
I apologize.
That's all right.
Say that last line again, and I will respond.
I said the Virginia is going the direction of taking more control of the children and taking away the parents' rights or duties to take care of the children themselves. Is that a fair statement?
Oh, it's absolutely fair. It's that way in every government school around the country. They don't really care what parents think, and they think they know what's best for children, and they're going to march forward with whatever the left directs them to do, and that's what they've been doing for decades. But it has just gotten so over the top ridiculous how far they've gone and how many extremes. You know, it's not just the sexually perverted things, the fostering a mental health disorder by having children think they're something other than their biological sex, if that weren't bad enough, but it's the critical Marxist theories that are pitting students against one another, and the oppressor model that is Marxist to its roots. And so they're teaching children to hate their country with anti-American propaganda and even distorting history and telling them that America was originally founded in 1619 and that should be our real Independence Day celebrated in America. So it's just one lie after another, and they're mounting on top of each other, and they're having their intended effect on the culture, because these young children are coming out of school, out of high school, and then they come out of high school already totally tainted, And then they go into these extremely liberal colleges and universities, most of them. And you know, they have been indoctrinating children for decades. And in fact, they indoctrinate teachers that indoctrinate the children. So we're seeing on the streets, Pastor Butch, the manifest of all that's happening. We see that, you know, the most, you know, I even look at this shooter that's an attempted assassin, President Trump. You know, he's 20 years old. What does that tell you? Fresh out of high school, fresh out of having his head filled with leftist ideologies. They're training them from pre-kindergarten up through their standards to be little social justice warriors, and that it's their responsibility to change society at any cost. This is what children are being taught. And we see, you know, school shootings, usually young people. We saw young people in the streets after the George Floyd, after George Floyd's death. They're rioting and looting and destroying communities and even murdering people. And the police stood down, and the media defended them and acted as though, oh, because they're oppressed people, they somehow have the right to break the law, destroy communities, and kill people. So when we tell people that it's okay under the guise of social justice to behave this way, what do we expect? So I think we're seeing this acting out, playing out in the streets of our country.
Well, when you teach a child most of their life they're nothing but animals, they come from slime under a whale belly and evolved into a more advanced animal, why are we surprised when they act like animals? I mean, that shouldn't surprise us at all. But, you know, you made a statement, and you were being very generous, I think, to the system and the teachers that run the system. Maybe some of the ones in there actually think they're doing something right for the child. Maybe some actually believe that. They're that off course. But the leadership of this system knows what they're doing. They know they're destroying the youth. They know they're just taking down this country. They're doing it on purpose. They know what they're doing. They have an agenda to destroy our foundation, this country, and they've almost got it done. Once you take away the foundation of morality, which is based on the Word of God, there's nothing left to build on. And they know that. So, I mean, people will believe anything. And as long as the government gives them a check, you know, and tells them and gives them food stamps, they won't bite the hand that feeds them. Look what they're doing with all the illegals. By the means in this country, they're feeding and clothing and housing. And crime is being rampant in all the streets. I mean, this is not a plan to help the people. This is a design conspiracy to destroy this country. And I think that's a very fair statement. What do you think?
I agree. And whenever I get called a conspiracy theorist, I say, yes, I am, because I believe there is a conspiracy. And it's more than a theory. It's true. It is an intentional agenda. I've been studying education policy for more than 20 years, and I used to go to education policy conferences in St. Louis with put on by Donna Hearn. I don't know if you knew she's now deceased. Wonderful woman. She worked in the Reagan administration in the Department of Ed, and she was exposing way back then how the government was attempting to control the economy through this workforce development system they've established in the government schools, which is still alive and well. And most people think, oh, workforce development, you know, that's the role of schools. But no, it's not. And it's, again, an intentional agenda. It's been happening for a few decades. It was the frog in the water thing for a while. And, you know, parents trusted the government schools. They sent their kids off school, and they didn't think twice about the fact that they would do what's in the best interest of their children. And then they got busy with their lives. We were convinced by the culture that both parents have to work in order to survive. And so they become dependent on two incomes. And now that the rug's pulled out from under them and the curtain's been pulled back and they see who's behind the curtain, they feel trapped in their financial situation. But you mentioned earlier, it's no excuse that they can't afford it, because you can make sacrifices. You know,
absolutely.
When I was growing
absolutely.
Up, families only had one car when I was growing up, probably you too.
Oh, yes.
And we made do. We made do with what we had, and my mother sewed clothes, and we made, my family made sacrifices so that my mother could stay home and raise her children. And I'm so glad to see a movement more toward that. When my children were young, I was embarrassed to tell people that I was a stay-at-home mom because it was frowned upon. People looked down on you like you were lazy or something because you weren't working, because you didn't have some kind of illustrious career. But it was the most important choice and decision I made for my children and my family was to stay home and to raise them.
I totally agree. The moms are the building blocks of this country, and that's a fact. I totally agree with that. But again, we're seeing ignorance and apathy, a lot of it played out in this whole scenario. I mean, the people, if they're ignorant, a lot of them don't want to know the truth, and most of them, if they don't know the truth, they're apathetic against what's going on. But we've seen this happen. I grew up in a home, and I know this is really going to sound weird to a lot of people. We did not have indoor plumbing. We had an outhouse, and we got water from a well that four or five families shared the pump for a long time. So we were backward West Virginia hillbillies. Grew up in the country, raised her own food. Mom didn't work. She worked hard around the house, very hard around the house. You know, canning things and preserving things for the winter. Her dad worked in the mines, done what he could to pay the bills. We grew up in a school that actually we still had prayer in school and Bible studies in school. I mean, a teacher read to us in school and pray with us. That's what I grew up in. Yeah, we were on the wrong path then also back in the 50s and 60s. But nonetheless, compared to today, there was almost like living in a heavenly country. So it's changed that much in my lifetime, and not for the better. Yeah, we have more conveniences now, Sherry. We have two cars, used maybe, but two cars. We have air conditioning in the homes and central heat and all that. We grew up with wooden coal heat, and my reason my family had that in my own home for years. We didn't have those kind of luxuries. It gets cold at night in the house that the ice would freeze on top of the water bucket we drunk water out of. This is the truth. I'm not saying that to me, oh, listen to that. I'm telling the truth. But we were more content, more at ease at home and with their families and society all over. And that's just a fact. Let's go to phones. Let's talk to Donna in Arizona. Donna, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. First thing I want to say is about Gary. He had an episode a couple of days ago where his sugar, he's diabetic, his sugar plummeted all the way down. He went into a unresponsive.
Yes.
He was sitting on the couch staring at me, but he didn't see me.
Almost like a coma, yes.
And then he started having a seizure with his arms flailing around and his legs. And we almost lost him. I called 911 when I realized he wasn't just looking at me. I called 911. They came and they put glucose in him. The sugar was extremely low. And so he's had a couple of bouts with that, but nothing like what he had the other day.
That is scary. That's scary. Marsha's been through the same problem at least 10 times with her. I've been through that. It's very scary.
Oh, gosh. Very frightening. So, anyway, he's still getting over that.
You tell him I said to straighten up, okay? You tell him I said to straighten up.
I will.
Go ahead now.
Then this wonderful lady who's talking about the school years and years, so many I can't even remember. It was over 45 years ago, I guess. I worked in a motel in Phoenix, and we had people staying there. There was a teachers' conference, and one of the teachers was a young woman just starting out, and her car broke down, so I told her I would take her to Tucson, where she could, whatever. And so we were driving to Tucson from Phoenix, she was telling me about how the schools were really getting weird. She didn't know if she was going to stay a teacher or not. But she said there's some real strange things coming down and what they're telling us to do. And so I wanted to share that too. 45 years. This was 45 years ago. So.
Wow.
Anyway, wow. God bless you all, and I love you, and I hope everybody gets those DVDs because they're wonderful. They're wonderful. People need to know all this.
What we've been teaching. Thank you. Thanks, Cindy. I appreciate it. Thank you, Donna. Love y'all.
You bet.
Love you a bunch.
Love you too.
What a sweetheart. By the way, folks, our guest tonight, Sherry Few, is going to donate some DVDs to us to pass out with the orders from her. So when we get them in, we're going to put them in with the orders. When y'all order something, we'll give you a free DVD with it. Let you look at it, maybe free book, whatever. We'll send that to you, no charge. We'll even pay the postage so you can catch what's happening here. Anything you want to add to what Donna said, Sherry, before we go to the next caller?
Well, I just want to thank Donna for sharing, you know, her experience 45 years ago. That just tells all of us how long this has been going on. And, you know, that's why we have a teacher shortage. They talk a lot about it, and they blame teacher salaries. But it's because the good teachers, the decent teachers, the Christian teachers see through the lies, and they're not going to be a part of it. They're not going to be a part of destroying children's lives. So the good teachers are gone, and it's left a great vacuum, and they're just scrambling to try to find enough teachers. And the interesting thing is, while we have a teacher shortage, we also have a drop in enrollment because parents to do other things. So don't be fooled in any state when they want to try to raise taxes to increase the budget for education, because enrollment has dropped. So there's no reason why they should need more money. And in fact, legislatures need to start looking at funding students per pupil rather than the way they've been doing it, so that as enrollment drops, funding should also decrease and should go back into the pockets of taxpayers. But thank you, Donna, in Arizona, for sharing that. And as far as the DVDs I'm going to donate, it's a film that we produced about 2 years ago now. It's called Truth and Lies in American Education. Even though it's 2 years old, it's very relevant. It exposes all the things that you and I have been talking about, Pastor Butch, and more. And it's a really good film. It's a true story about my daughter-in-law and her exploration into how she would choose education for my grandchildren. And through the process, she interviews all these experts and learns the truth. And so that's why it's called Truth and Lies in American Education, because we're exposing the truth about the lies that are being taught to children in government schools. So it's really a great resource for people. And we don't require licensing fees for them. So if you happen to receive one of these DVDs through Pastor Butch, please know that you are more than welcome to show it to a large audience. You know, get your church members together and watch it together. And then after you've watched it, talk about what you're going to do. What are you going to do in your community to help stamp out the destruction of children and the potential loss of our freedom in this country?
Okay. Let's stay right here in West Virginia. Let's talk to Chance. Chance, welcome. Come on in.
Yes, hello, Pastor Butch. Can you hear me well?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hello, Miss Shelley, Sherry. It's ironic you're speaking on this topic, because I just read here, I'm just a county south of you, in the Mountain Messenger, the weekend newspaper for Greenbrier Valley, right? Now, I'd like to know what your guest thinks of this. I'm not going to name the names of the people because it's not important, but I'll give you a quick synopsis of what this article says. I'll give you the title, okay?
Okay.
It says, West Virginia lawmakers urge passage of Rayleigh's law during special session. Now, Rayleigh is an 8-year-old girl, this was named after, who was removed from public school and homeschooled after teachers reported abuse to Child Protective Services. Okay? Now, what brought this on is there's been a tragic death of a 14-year-old West Virginia girl dead in her home.
Yes.
And some lawmakers, state lawmakers, are calling on the governor to pass this bill. Now, I see a potential for abuse in this. This is why I'm bringing this up, because I don't trust anything the government does. There's a delegate in Fairmont. I'm not going to say his name, Pastor Butch. He said this law would ban county school boards from authorizing homeschool instruction if there's a pending child abuse or neglect. Hold on, let me turn. Neglect, where am I? investigation against a parent or guardian. Now, what I see here is, of course, we don't want children to be abused, but I wonder about government abuse of this, making accusations and then moving in on the parents. You know what I'm saying, Pastor Butch?
Of course I do. Of course I do.
Okay, if you give them an inch, too.
You give them an inch, you'll take a mile. I mean, that's just they've always done
it. Exactly.
That.
Exactly. And, it says here, the law is designed to help improve one aspect of the state's failing child welfare system. You know, and I'm just wondering if they could twist this law against the parents, even if a child isn't abused. Do you know what I'm saying, Ms.
Sherry? Yes, I know what you're saying. Go ahead, Sherry.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you are dead on. So, first of all, homeschool parents have this is a trick they've always used against homeschool parents, is to, you know, or you'll hear people putting down homeschooling because they believe that, you know, kids may not be safe if the government doesn't have eyes on them every day.
Uh-huh.
If we're just left
okay.
it to the devices of their parents, you know, so it's a long time accusation against homeschool parents, this idea of abuse. Now, the other thing I thought of is the law in California we talked about earlier, where the local welfare, child welfare agency can actually go in and take children from parents who don't conform to the gender affirmity treatment. So if their child is saying they're transgender and the parent wants to take them to Christian counseling or and get some mental health help, rather than going along with this quote-unquote gender-affirming care, which is hormones and breast straps and all of these other ridiculous quote-unquote medical treatments for these children that have been probably trained into, groomed into this mental disorder. They threatened to go in and take the children from the home. So it could absolutely be twisted and applied that way. So say you've got parents in West Virginia who don't agree with the school, you know, counseling their child.
Can I tell you something, Miss Sherry? Miss Sherry, it says here, I'm sorry to interrupt you. In West Virginia, the number is around 13,000 homeschool children, okay? According to the West Virginia Home Educators Association, which said it opposes any oversight of homeschooling. See, but lawmakers are also in discussion with local school boards about enforcing assessment completion for homeschooled kids.
That's the other point that I would make about this is the government wants to control homeschooling. They want to control every form of education. They don't want anybody to escape their grasp. So they can control homeschoolers by requiring the same test that the government school children take, because
that's what they're doing in our state, Pastor Butch.
Oh, it is.
They're going to twist these laws. Now, I feel very sad that the 14-year-old girl died. Who knows what she died of? And the 8-year-old girl. But who knows if these were legitimate cases, if they just accused a parent. And that's what. This is why I smell a rat with everything the government does. I don't trust anything they do. And when I read this a couple of days ago, and you brought the topic up today, I said, I got to call in and bring this to your attention, because this woman, Miss Sherry, I'm sure you understood everything I said, correct?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And Pastor Butch, that's a heads up to you to what's going on here in this state. And
I appreciate that.
You know, so I see them now going against homeschooling parents in our
state, and using
the tragic death of a 14-year-old girl as an excuse.
Of course, that's the same way if you have a mass shooting. Well, you take away the guns. Chad, I got to jump to another call, but thanks, Carl. Appreciate Chance.
Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome. Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Hey, Pastor Butch, I have to change the subject.
Okay.
John Rich has released a song. It's called Revelations. Here's how he announced it. The most important song I've ever written. I've called it Revelation. I hope it brings strength to the saved, conviction to the lost, and absolute fear to the wicked. And I caught him on Tucker Carlson last night. And he was talking about, he was just sitting around his house just relaxing. And whack! God hit him on the back. He physically felt hit on the back of his head. And God told him what to write.
God's attention. Well, I'm about to hear that. I haven't heard that.
What's the name of the artist?
The name of the song is Revelation.
Right. What's the name of the artist? John Rich.
The Revelation. John Rich. Out. Okay.
Got it.
He was talking last night, saying it went to the top five in all the genres, and he is doing this, promoting it and releasing it on his own. He's not associated with any of the record labels anymore. And today, he put it out that they blanked out the name of the song. It was handing. Now, this is within, it's in a battle.
Got to hurry. We're down the last minute. Got to hurry.
It's in a battle on the music charts with from Eminem, Lucifer, the Antichrist, and Evil. Those pieces. And they're head-to-head battling it out in all fields of music.
I'm going to try to look that up. Jan, I hate to jump, but I have to. I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay? Thanks, sweetheart. Okay, we're down to the last 30 seconds or so. Very quickly, tell folks how they can find out more about you and how to get a hold of you.
Thank you, Pastor Butch. So I hope that your listeners will go to our website. It's USPIE, that's USPIE.org. And when they go there, there's a button right at the top that says Join the Movement. I want them to join the movement so they will receive email updates from us. We'll keep them informed about the latest insidious things happening in government schools and how they can help.
All right. Thank you so much, Sherry. God bless you, sweetheart. Let's stay in touch, and you keep in touch with me. If anything to do to help, if you anything get with you don't get on the radio, you let me know, okay?
Absolutely. You can count on it.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you,
God bless
you,
and
Pastor
take
Bush.
Care. You're welcome. Sweetheart, I appreciate you. We're just about out of time, folks, but I want to tell you, remind you of being off tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. I do ask for your prayers for Marcia and I. I'll fill you in more about next week. We're having physical problems. Nothing life-threatening, but problems that are slowing us down a lot. So God bless you. I'll talk to you off tomorrow. Good night.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.